Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Hey, be in business long enough, and sooner or later, you're going to do something stupid that will send a customer to the moon and back in vicious anger. Some screw-ups will be small, some will be large, but to a customer, a screw-up is a screw-up. Now, don't do what most do, or are tempted to do, which is to ignore it and hope it goes away. Look, no one wants to walk into a hornet's nest, but come on, when you mess up, step into the shoes of a responsible leader, take your lumps if you must, and deal with it. Here are 13 steps for handling an irate customer. Follow them in order. Number one, and this is big, if you notice the mistake before the customer does, go to the customer before he or she notices it and comes to you. You'll prevent the anger from happening, you'll squelch any ill feelings, and probably score major points for having integrity to own your mistake and come forward fast. Also, be sure to tell your customer what you plan to do in detail to fix it and by when, and then do it. Number two, when a customer comes to you with a complaint or grievance, the first thing is to listen and stay calm throughout. Listen attentively, make good eye contact, nod and let him or her know you're hearing it. Ask for more details and stay calm. Never raise your voice or quicken your pace. Sometimes handling it in low tones will reduce the customer's volume and anxiety. Number three, do not deny that it happened. Do not shun responsibility. Do not blame someone else or something else. You don't yet have all the details, only his side, but for the time being, own it. Number four, empathize. Empathize means feel what she feels. Say something like, "Oh my goodness, you must feel very unimportant. If that happened to me, I would feel like no one at this company cared." Why? This takes the edge off. It has a calming effect because the customer immediately sees that you're not going to fight her. In fact, you seem to be agreeing. Number five, express gratitude. Say something like, "Thank you for coming forward and not sitting on this. I am in no way happy about what has happened here, but I first want to acknowledge your courage to tell us." Number six, promise resolution. Say words like, "I promise you, I will dig into this quickly. I will find out the backstory, what happened, why it happened, and I will resolve this to your satisfaction." And number six, then ask for the customer's perfect outcome, because maybe you can resolve it right now. Say something like, "Let me ask you this. How can we make this right to you? More specifically, what can we do so that you will feel heard, validated, and that this problem is resolved to your full satisfaction?" Then shut up and listen. Take written notes if you must. Number seven, repeat the customer's perfect outcome. Play it back to them, point by point, to let him or her know they were heard. Number eight, pledge to give more than he asked for. Say something like, "Here's what I'm going to do. I give you my assurance that you will have every one of the X number of points you just requested. But I want to do more. On top of that, I'm also going to give you A, B, and C." Now, whatever those are, pre-think these out in advance so you don't have to get back to him, and you always have them at the ready for an irate customer. Quick resolution above and beyond what the customer asked for is the gold standard. Make these extras platinum-level bonuses, something that a person would think only the best customers would get, so that he's really impressed, really excited, and maybe ecstatic. A smart criteria is this. Make the extras something of high perceived value to the customer that is of low actual cost to you. With that formula, everybody wins. Number nine, promise a date by which all of it will happen, and do not miss it. Number 10, give him or her your business card with your direct phone number. Encourage her to call if she needs to. This now gives the customer direct access to a decision maker, you, and impresses her with your commitment. Number 11, ask for another chance. Say something like, "We sincerely hope you'll give us another chance to serve you in the future." Now, this is important. Don't ask for this before now. You have to first lay out your plan with all the extras so the customer sees that you're first and foremost interested in resolving his issue, not just in getting him to spend more money. Number 12, follow through. Do everything you say you'll do. Leave out nothing and do not miss your own promised deadlines. And finally, number 13, check back in 2 weeks or maybe a month. Personally call the customer and ask, how's he doing? Ask if there's anything else you can do for him and hope you see him again. Well, there you have it. 13 steps to resolving a thorny issue from an angry customer. Some of these steps can, of course, be modified to fit different circumstances, but for the most part, this is a pretty solid conversational outline. The best plan, of course, is to not screw up in the first place. But hey, you're human and your employees are human too, and you will make mistakes. So when you do, put these 13 steps into action and turn that angry customer into a lifelong advocate. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocheck. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.